Welcome to The Millennial Rant, a podcast about whatever's bothering me today. With topics ranging from politics to pop culture, there's a rant to cover everyone. For more Millennial Rant content, you can join me on the web at millennialrant.com. It's been brought up to me that I tend to wear shirts that correspond with what I'm talking about on a given rant, which is true. I try to coordinate as best as I can. It doesn't always work out, but you know, if it does, it's just an extra bonus. So I figured I would specifically draw attention to this shirt because I'm wearing it not because it is a spoiler for what I'm going to be talking about today, but as a reminder to myself that I need to choose kindness. Okay, there are some topics that I just get mean about, and not because I intend to be mean, but because they baffle me so thoroughly that I just tend to attack with logic, and my logic attacks can apparently be very mean. So I'm going to choose kindness as we delve into this topic of what is and isn't owed to people as individuals. And we'll go from there. So what really brought this up, as a topic of a video, is that it's not so much now, but a couple months ago, there was a lot of talk about reparations because California was planning on giving $1 million to every Black person living in San Francisco, which is ridiculous. It just is. And this whole idea of reparations in general is absurd because, let's just be honest. America does not have a monopoly on being awful to people, and Black people in America do not have a monopoly on America being awful to them. Okay, yes, slavery happened. It was a horrible, awful, terrible thing that should have never happened, especially in a country that professed itself as Christian. Now, there are different ways that it came about and how it was propagated and, continued and ultimately disbanded. But slavery has been something that's been around for millennia. It is not a new concept. As long as there have been civilizations, there have been slaves. And it's, again, a terrible thing. But if you don't value human life as human life individually, then that ultimately is what it leads to. You force humans to sacrifice themselves for other humans because you feel that your humanness makes you more human than these other humans, and you lord it over them, and you end up becoming a ruler and a despot and a horrible evil tyrant, and then you create slaves and do all sorts of awful things. It happens. What we want to do is not let that happen anymore moving forward, but we can't change what has happened in the past. And the idea of reparations is all about trying to change what happened in the past as if doing something in the present will make what happened okay, or at least mitigate the awfulness of what it was. And that's not how that works. So what we've done, especially in the United States over the last, 100 years or so, is we have slowly moved our society from a society of, yes, terrible, awful things happened, and we need to learn from that and move forward from it, into a society of terrible, awful things happened, and that's what defines us. We're defined by the terrible, awful things that have happened in our past. So people who, experienced slavery in the past, their great, 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 whatever grandchildren, whom they, fought and worked and drove their whole lives so that they could give these kids a better life. Now, because their great-great-grandparents were in slavery, they're oppressed and they're, being, marginalized, discriminated against, whatever. And sure, I'm sure in some places that is still the case, just as it's still the case that there are people who have prejudices against the Chinese, against the Japanese, against, Indian Americans and Irish Americans and whatever. There are going to be people out there who are just jerks who look at you and judge you based off of some ancient history that has absolutely no bearing on a person's present. By and large, as a culture, we've stopped looking at the present as if it is what matters. We're so hung up on the past as if we can change it or as if that has any bearing on right now that our future is looking pretty bleak. Let's get down to the actual nitty-gritty, okay? Because I don't want this to be like a 5,000 hour long video because it totally could be. But let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What happens if every Black person in America is given $1 million or even, you know, $100,000. Every Black person in America is given $100,000. I don't know what the census data was for the last census, but I'm pretty sure that like the Black population is at least 10% or more of the American population. So that's a lot of money. And like, how do you decide who gets it? What about people who, you know, have Black ancestors who were Black slave owners of Black slaves? Did those Black people get reparations? What about the white kids who are descendant from, you know, mixed families where they have a Black parent who is a slave? Do those white kids get reparations? Do they get the $100,000 because their whatever ancestors were slaves? Do, you know, what about the children of the Japanese who were driven out of their homes and into internment camps during World War II? They lost basically everything, and that's a lot more recent than slavery. Do they get reparations? Do they get $100,000? Because right now, they don't even benefit from affirmative action, of course. Nobody, fortunately, benefits from affirmative action anymore, considering the Supreme Court overturned that, although that's probably a state-by-state thing now, the way that Roe v. Wade is. I'll have to look into that. Regardless, you know, Asian kids are heavily discriminated against when it comes to getting into high-level schools. And they're still managed to outperform everybody else. I'm just saying. So, you know, what about the Irish Americans who came over here from Ireland and they were treated awfully? Or the Italian Americans who came here from Italy and they were treated awful? You know, stuck in slums and you know, allowed to die from disease and, you know, terrible living conditions. I just, if you want to get into this whole idea of reparations, then a lot more people than just Black people should be benefiting. And here, you know what? Here's a really great reparation idea that will benefit everybody who's ever had anything traumatic happen to them since the founding of America. Roll back on the taxes. Okay, just give people a legitimate break. I already did a tax video, but I just want to say again that my taxes this year were ridiculous. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. $1,000 a month gets pulled for taxes. For what? For Medicare and Medicaid? I don't have Medicare and Medicaid. Why should I have to pay for somebody else's health care? I'm already paying for my health care. I can barely afford my health care. And then people are like, well, if you can barely afford health care, then get Medicare and Medicaid. I don't want Medicare and Medicaid. Their services are terrible. And how do I know that? Because I spent my entire life on TRICARE. And until it was largely privatized, it was terrible. And I definitely don't want to turn even more of my life over to the government. I really don't need government intervention. Perfectly capable of taking care of my own dang business. Okay. Anyway, I'm just saying that there are so many better ways to actually benefit people who are suffering right now, more so than because they suffered in the past. You know, you give people opportunities and they make use of those opportunities. But a lot of the quote opportunities that have been offered to people in, you know, relatively dire, if not entirely dire, circumstances are not opportunities. They're traps. Things like welfare, where they give you the money in only so long as you play the game, which is you know, if you get married, you lose a lot of your benefits. If you have a kid, that's fine. But again, if you get married and you have a kid, then you lose a lot of your benefits. You know, if you get a good job that's, you know, doesn't pay a whole lot, but it has growth opportunities, they cut you off and you don't have enough to sustain yourself because what you were using was giving you a boost, what you were doing for your job, and you're not able to progress and move forward. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, why don't you move away from those places where those things are happening? They can't afford to move. They can't afford to move. They're stuck. They have no equity. They have no, you know, property. They've got no liquid funds or anything. They're living literally paycheck to paycheck, whether that paycheck is something from a job or something from welfare. And they're trying to make ends meet with all of these life things that keep getting thrown at them. And they can't leave because where are they going to go? How are they going to get there? A lot of them don't even have cars. You know, they're going to rent a van and just like drive off into the sunset. That's not how it works. So, you know, you have people who are fleeing from these overpopulated, overregulated places like New York and California and Oregon and wherever. And they're going inland to places that are a bit more free. Because let's be honest, there's really no such thing as true freedom in America anymore. We've been legislated within an inch of our lives and including our deaths. I mean, death taxes? Anyway, it's not feasible for them to remove themselves from these situations. And all it does is it just makes them feel like their only options is to rely more and more on the government. And if you go around giving everybody who had a bad time in their past $1 million, then it's going to create resentment. Let's be fair. It straight up is going to create resentment. Because you got all of these other people, these white kids, these Asian kids, these, you know, Indian kids, whatever, who are not getting $1 million. And they're looking at, you know, these black kids who are getting $1 million and going, well, I have trauma in my past. What about all of the Native American kids whose families were driven, you know, from place to place until they were finally, you know, corralled in a reservation? Where are their reparations? And a lot of people say, well, they have their reservations. That's their reparation. No. That's not how that works. So if you're going to start paying out for bad things that happened to people in the past, you better start paying out for every bad thing the government's ever done to anybody. And that's a lot.